Hello.
Hey, Martina.
Oh, hello everyone. And as always, I think let's wait one or two more minutes for more people to join the call and then we can start. Okay then. So hello again. It's 2 minutes past the hour. So I think we can start with our ERAMSIC meeting today. And as always, looking at our agenda, we have a planned meeting for in 4 weeks' time. That should be May 28th. And we will let you know in time what the topics will be for that meeting. As always, the past Product Council meeting minutes and agendas are linked to our agenda here as well. So if you're interested and want to have a look, please check out the meeting minutes that are linked here. And we had no homework for today. And we have rather one main agenda item for today, and that's the ERAM sample data. In a second, we will start with some announcements. Just want to let you know that Owen cannot attend today, and Zorian, who wanted to give the Sunflower updates for eHoldings, cannot join today as well. So that's why it's kind of a bit of a reduced agenda. Anything that you want to add now that we may have a bit more time, please let me know. And I would start with the announcements. We have a WolfCon in September at Kansas City. And we have created a session brainstorming page to check what people are interested in to hear about related to ERAM or what people would like to talk about at WolfCon. And we can tell that at least we have submitted three proposals from ERAM team and ERAM and GoKB team side. So one is getting data into agreements and the local knowledge base. The second one is getting data out of agreements and licenses. And then there is a joint session, GoKB and FolioERAM session on recent developments in integration, and maybe to give some more background on the description of the different sessions is added to this brainstorming page. So, getting data into agreements and the local KB, we have different methods, and that's why that's a presentation on those methods. It will definitely be presented by Owen Stevens and myself virtually. There may be a third person that's in clarification. When we talk about getting data out of agreements and licenses, we have submitted a session together with Stefan Dombeck from eUsage. And there we want to talk about how you get data out of agreements and licenses, and that means reporting or, for instance, options for displaying ERM data in discovery systems by using download options in Folio or using the APIs. And the third session, as mentioned, is a joint session. That's the GoKB team. Daniel Rupp is representing the GoKB team as PO for GoKB development, and I will do a presentation together with him. We are working really closely together, like especially everyone using the local knowledge base usually uses the GoKB as their external metadata source. And like we are trying to develop the two systems together and working very closely together. And we there would like to present on the latest developments that always try to integrate like requirements by the community. Those are three sessions that we have submitted. All of them are submitted, at least hybrid, but I think virtually is in many cases what we picked. Anything else? Like, did anyone else submit something or is still planning to submit things? Because I think the deadline has been extended until May 16th. Anything you want to share? Okay, that does not seem to be the case. So let's see whether we are successful with our submissions. Second announcement is announcement on community priorities. The product council is currently working on a community priorities dashboard, and that's something we can look at as well. So the wiki page is linked to our agenda. This is like the first iteration, kind of a prototype, and the dashboard or this table will show the five top priorities for each functional area. And at least for ERM, we have added for the prototype some rather placeholders because the tickets that we have added are the ones that are just our plans for Trillium. But these are agreements and licenses oriented, and ERM is more than just agreements and licenses, and that's why there will be a meeting with Zorian, Owen, and Stefan from eUsage, hopefully next week, where we want to talk about how we can like get a joint list of ERM priorities, like what should be the basis of the priorities. The priorities will definitely be given from you as the community. Displayed then on this dashboard. But do we want to use something such as the acquisitions implementers voting in Jira or something else? Maybe work with a survey. That's something we need to agree on. And it definitely needs to be covering all three areas and not just one or two. That's something we want to take care of. But for general interest, like for each functional area on this table, you have the top five priorities listed, sometimes less, and there are some six who couldn't so far add their topics because they need to gather the priorities. And then further down, I think you have links to all the different dashboards for metadata management, for instance, some app interaction priorities, or for instance, the ERM dashboards, Sunflower Trillium. Our implementers topics and the roadmap created by the product council as well. So we will keep you posted. That's in the works. I hope we have more information when we meet next, when we have the chance to meet as CEOs and conveners of the different areas. Any questions on this one? Or any additions, Kristen, did I describe that correctly?
Yeah, it sounded good to me. I think the one thing I would add maybe from our discussion at PC is that we were trying to decide the right level, and we were honing in on the UX prod feature level as being sort of the right level to help prioritize. So the purple UX prods, those used to be called epics, now they're called like parents. Those are big, and that might be too big to really prioritize. But, and then if you look up in acquisitions, this was another interesting twist. We have stories, but our stories there are actually attached to big placeholder features. And in talking to the POs there, those stories are sort of more like features that just maybe need to be turned into features because all of the work hasn't been done yet. So I feel like we're still sort of trying to figure out how to level set things because I know that is kind of hard to do, but that was the beginning of our discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good additional information. We were wondering about that briefly as well when we talked on Monday in our ERAM team, like, yeah, what level we should look at. That's good to know. Any questions from the group?
Yeah, I just have a quick question. When it was mentioned that the purple it may be too big, does that mean that it would be too difficult to do?
Not too difficult to do, but if we're trying to compare items, we wanted to try to compare similar size items. So if you look in Jira, the parent feature, which is the purple, links to a bunch of other features. Or it's supposed to. Now, it may be like sort of imagine if you have one feature that's like a feature is something that this is the way that that Dennis Bridges was describing it. So the parent feature is like a group of features in an area. They might get done in a release, they might not get done in a single release. The UX prod regular features are designed to be something that can be completed within a release cycle. And then a story theoretically is something that should be completed within a sprint. So if we're trying to compare what different groups are telling us, and so if I use an analogy here, one group wants a five-course meal, and one group is suggesting like, a pear tart, and another group says salt. It's hard to compare like what's most important, you know what I mean? And so the five-course meal is going to look really great because that's going to be like the whole shebang. And when we've done sort of this feature comparison before, those tend to get the most interest, but they need to get sort of fleshed out a little bit more, I think, so that we're all kind of comparing the same type of thing, even though it's going to be really hard to compare, but like the pear tart versus, the taco, for example, just knowing that we're all coming from different areas.
That's a very good description. And we are looking here at an epic, so at a parent ticket, and you can see that there are a lot of UX prods listed under it. So it's really a bigger task than maybe just a story to do.
Yeah, and some of those are closed. So I think trying to hone in on like, okay, where are we? Like, what's the most important thing? And we also had some discussion around the issue of like, you can see too, we have a lot of features that are in draft. When do we need to kind of flesh those out more? Because that's a lot of work too. And so if we're trying to provide a list where people could feel confident that, oh, these are what the community wants, I have resources. I could pick this up. I could provide some funding for it, for example. If it's not really well fleshed out, it may not get picked up. But on the other hand, we also don't necessarily want features getting a lot of attention and then they sit around and get stale. And then all that work to flesh them out doesn't make sense anymore with where Folio development has come from. So those are two things that we're still kind of thinking about. My own feeling, I don't know that the whole product council is in agreement with me on this yet or not, is for the dashboard that we have with all the information, we should err on the side of being generous. And then if we're talking in the product council and we're really trying to create a rubric to compare like across, we might be reaching out to SIGs to say like, hey, you know what, this is a really interesting one, and this, you know, fits this market need. This fits, you know, where we've identified a gap in Folio or a direction we know Folio wants to go in, but we don't have enough detail here. So we'd like to push this. Can you prioritize getting, you know, it fleshed out more? That's my thought on it. I can't say that that's specifically what the product council has agreed to yet, but we did start talking about how we'd have to create some sort of a rubric to evaluate things across apps, because that's the, or across SIGs and groups, because that's going to be really tough.
Yeah, and did you see the question by Margaret in chat? Whether the PC can give a time frame for priorities that could help with right sizing what we should put on the list?
You mean a time frame for getting the list completed?
Oh, I should have been a little clearer about that. Sorry. About like, are they asking for our priorities for the next 5 years, or are they asking for our priorities for the next like two releases, that kind of thing.
I don't think we've decided that yet. I'll need to take that question back.
Awesome. Thank you. Because I could see that helping a lot.
Yeah, that you know, maybe that's something that we want to think about too, is how far out do we want to be considering.
Yeah, thank you. And I unfortunately haven't been part of the past discussion on product council, but it's really in I mean, this is functional area based, right? So it's not priorities for each SIG or subgroup, but it's intentionally like the functional area where we should like list the different priorities. Is that true?
We're getting the priorities from the SIGs and the subgroups. We had some discussion around, say, some areas that don't have their SIGs, but, and, you know, specifically a lot of this revolves around metadata management. And we felt like it would be better for Folio to bring up the areas that right now are subgroups under metadata management, because they're not just about metadata. And there is a discussion going on right now that's being led by Jennifer Eustace and Christy Thomas about data import potentially becoming its own SIG. And so we, I don't know, were you at the acquisitions meeting yesterday, Martina? No, okay.
No, I wasn't. Yeah.
So we are talking a little bit there. Because data import doesn't just do bibliographic data. And in some ways, since Anne Marie retired, she worked extensively on like the work with EDI invoice loading. Hasn't really been picked up by anybody, but it is a data import function. And so, you know, so I think trying to think about how data import could better support the import of non inventory metadata, and how, you know, changes in some of the other apps need to then be addressed within data import. Those were a couple of reasons maybe to make that at the SIG level.
Okay. Yes, thank you. So, any more questions? Then I'm looking back at our agenda for today, and this would be it for announcements. And then we would look at the ERAM sample data topic. And maybe as a brief intro, like there is a better sample data working group that Kristen can talk more about in a second. And Kristen has contacted Owen and myself, asking whether we as an eRemSeq could come up with some, a set of reference data that would help everyone for testing in Snapshot. And with that, I would like hand over to you, Kristen. Do you want to share something or
I will just briefly share a snapshot just to make sure we're all kind of on the same page. I think most people should be familiar with that, but maybe it isn't something that you've used that much lately. So you should be seeing now the Folio Wiki.
In a second, it's still black. Yeah, here we are.
So when we go to demo sites, we have Snapshot, and then there's also Snapshot 2. And this is where POs can put kind of latest sprints, even, waiting without having to wait until there's a full release ready. And so people can also go in there and test things. It does get rebuilt on a daily basis. I'm still like, I don't have all the technical details on how it gets rebuilt. I was hoping I could hear from people who know more about that than I do before this meeting, but they haven't answered my questions yet. So I may have to take some questions back to the group too. But there's not a lot of data in here. There can't be a lot of data, but the data that's in here has pretty much been in here since the beginning of Folio. So if you go to inventory, for example, you can let me. I'm just going to kind of bring up everything. So this is it. There's 44 records here in inventory. Some of you might be familiar with Bridget Jones's Baby, the Diaries, which has been floating around since the beginning of Folio, the ABA journal. These are really brief records that are put in there. None of them have any mark behind them. We have some locations, we do have some holdings, we do have some item records. There is right now, if you go over to orders, there is nothing in orders. If I bring up as I take that back. So we've got like these six pending orders, and that's about it. There are in agreements. This is an agreement that somebody started creating. So there isn't any sort of standard data that's in here in agreements. There is a link in here, I think, to e-holding. So like if I don't know. You can see that you can get like Springer looking that up. There's also a few, I don't think there's any licenses. So that is just empty. So no data there. And then there are some organizations which are pretty much vendors. So I think I don't know, we have a few that are listed as not being vendors, and but most of them you can, so if people wanted to create purchase orders, they could pull from this short list. You could attach it to existing records, but it's kind of limited. So we were talking about how could we create a more robust test system just to help get ahead of things, make bug fest maybe a little easier. We're talking about ways to get the Bugfest data updated a better too, and that's a bigger discussion because that has a lot more data in it. But we wanted to start here. All of this in the line of better sample data with a goal of better testing, better ability to check out new features that are getting built. And so one of the things that we already have been working on is getting a sample set of about 100 resources to load into inventory that would have some mark behind them that would be attached to purchase orders. So, Autumn Faulkner, who's another member of the group, I gave her what we've done at Chicago to be able to create order records using data import. And then my understanding is that this will get scripted so that it can get like sort of added in on a regular basis. So when I reached out to Owen, I was kind of asking like, how does he sort of get draft agreements in here or agreement lines and information? So he shared with me a little bit of information about that. And I don't, I'm sorry he couldn't end up being here today to talk about it, but he's going to come and talk to our group a little bit more too. So basically, he's able to use some scripts to kind of create a fake agreement. So if he needs it, like he uses like a Postman script, and then he can create sort of a random name with random inter users as internal contents, maybe with agreement lines and with linked licenses. And so it can create some generic agreement. And then if he has some specific things he's looking to test, he tweaks that. So it's a bit of prep that he's doing there. And that could be something that we could put into the build for Snapshot, or it could be like manual testing is okay. And so that's the reason why I'm here, is just to learn more, particularly from you, about what kind of sample data would you see being helpful in here? Whether or not we can do it, we'll investigate that too. But the focus, I think, here would be thinking about agreement line, organizations, maybe licenses. And if there are things where you're thinking about the linking across, we can look at that too, like linking agreements to purchase orders, or linking, agreements to organizations. I'm gonna go over here. So I know, Martina created this page too.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's to collect what kind of data is needed. Here we can add what we maybe come up with today. And we already had some questions that could be answered today or by the better sample data group, so maybe to take back to them. Yeah, that's why this page here is to collect just information questions. And I see Bernd has raised his hand.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the data would be from GoKB, the actual agreement lines, or eHoldings. Since we have different sources, how would that be handled?
Yes.
Or is it just a KBOT upload? Then we probably cannot test everything.
I know that like the GoKB is loaded every night, I think. So we have GoKB data in Snapshot and we have as well eHolding. So I think for better testing, we would definitely need both. So we need
It's
eHoldings
yeah.
and yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
my understanding is that this is currently still the pull connector for GoKB, not the push one in the Snapshot environment.
Does that make
Because
any difference for you now?
the push variant would be the better choice, of course, because you could simply say, okay, synchronize this would be much faster than actually putting all the data in the test environment.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. But I'm not sure whether that's something. I mean, that's something we definitely should note. Yes, full stop. The change to the push KB mechanism.
And the other question is the reference data and the values. There is currently a small test set, but I'm not sure if that is sufficient for really testing with licenses and agreements. So and that
When you're
of course would
referring
have to
to
match. I remember we prepared a presentation where we tried to actually create some complete examples, including purchase orders, invoices, everything. And because the ERM is so connected to other modules, this was a lot of work even to set up just two or three complete agreements. So yeah, I'm really wondering. We would need the some organizations we could link. We would need purchase orders we could link. Probably invoices if we want to test the e-usage plugin with actually computing cost per use. Things like that would require a lot of data.
And do you want the links already to be there? Or do you say you need the records and then when you want to test, you can link them?
Well, if you can link them, if you have something you can link, that would be fine, I think. But it would be helpful if we had at least one complete example where the links are already there. So, of course, we could load that via the API. So we could add our own organization we need for an agreement. We could add our own purchase order that we need for the agreement. So that's a question if we would like to put all the data in from the perspective, or if there would be any preloaded data from the acquisitions or some other area that we would then use.
I mean, in the end, to me, it would make sense if at least the data would fit together. So having that's why complete sets, like if we order an e-journal package, and I want to then quickly try to link this agreement line to an order that has ebook packages in it. I'm not sure whether this is taken notice of when people talk about what sample data will be imported for orders. So I think it would make sense to have a complete set from the ERM perspective where it makes sense that there is this specific order that is fitting with the agreement that we are creating. I just want to note that there is a comment by Jessica in the chat. She says it would be helpful to also have agreement lines that don't use e-holdings or GoKB. So that would be a third example. Yes. So by that you mean like unlinked agreement lines, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. Margaret.
Another, I think a lot about edge cases and how knowing how the system behaves when you have a lot of data, so a lot of agreement lines or a lot of amendments on a license, and also ensuring that the linking between the apps, right? So the inventory to orders to the agreement lines is another area that having some robust data so you don't have to recreate it every time you want to test something could be really, really valuable. And knowing those are the areas that I usually end up testing locally when we are checking on something before EBSCO upgrades for us. And so I think having And I know personally which agreements I end up using for those because I can find the one that has 200 lines and make sure that's working right. But not having to recreate that could be really good, especially for something like Bugfest, if you want to check how that works.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we may have more ability to make Bugfest like bigger to check that capacity than Snapshot, just because Snapshot has to get rebuilt every day. So if it's like I would check with the group, but we don't want to have it take hours for Snapshot to be rebuilt because then it's just not available for testing. But with Bugfest, we do have the opportunity to create a larger set, and I know right now the data in Bugfest an inventory is based off of a large catalog set that the University of Chicago provided. We've since like our university's data privacy and data sharing controls have been like, no, you can't do that again, even though there's nothing in there that's personal. So we are looking to get that uploaded with data from Michigan State, but theirs is also kind of hung up in legal counsel. So I think there's a lot more concern around giving away corpuses of large data into big public things, even if it's I don't know, our university doesn't understand library data at all. They didn't know that the library had data. So we had to start at ground zero. I do understand where they're coming from, and that they're trying to make sure that that people are compliant. Can I circle back to a couple things though, and maybe Margaret, so you did talk about wanting to create sort of large cases, and then you were also talking about links, and I didn't quite catch the second part of that. Could you, because that might be something that Snapshot we could try to set up better for your ed.
Oh, yes. I think a lot about how a POL can connect to inventory, right? So you can have the instance record connected to the POL and orders, and then through the agreement line, you can connect that. So you've got the whole chain you can get from an instance to the agreement line. And I think that is an area that I tend to test pretty thoroughly because of the nature of Folio and cross-app stuff, making sure everything is working well there. And so I think having a few well-documented areas like that are represented in Snapshot. And I will say that I have not checked Snapshot, and maybe this data already exists there, but I think knowing that that data was there, so you could say, right, is this working the way I expect? To be able to check it quickly could be good.
Yeah, it is not in Snapshot right now. So, I'd like maybe what I'm kind of hearing is if we had a couple of, we wouldn't be able to cover all the edge cases, but if we had a couple of like full-fledged agreements that had these links, like maybe we'd have one that's linked, I don't know, maybe three. I'm sort of thinking like because agreement lines, we have these three ways. Like one that's linked to GoKB, one that's linked with eHoldings, one that's linked or with unlinked agreement lines, and have those also kind of linked to licenses, linked to POs, and linked to inventory records like that. I don't know if we could do that or not, but it sounds like just to have those available so that you could do some quick testing instead of having to do all that building yourself might be helpful.
Yes, I think that's very true.
And I wanted to go back to another comment too, and then I will, yeah, I'll get to Felix. But earlier, I think it was Bernd was talking about reference data. What is the reference data that you feel like is lacking right now in Snapshot that maybe we could extend out?
Yeah, we have both reference data, the pick list and the pick list values, both in licenses and agreements. I'm not sure what's actually in the snapshot at the moment. I would have to check that. But if I remember correctly, there are two sets. The one that is the basic set that is included in with the module, and then there is a small test set that can be loaded when the module is deployed. But that's probably not sufficient to cover all cases that can occur in license, for example.
So, is this available? Like, is this in settings for licenses? Where? Okay,
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I just realized
You
that's
have the
ongoing.
you can look at the pick lists, and that's actually much more than I would expect in What, this is Snapshot?
Yes.
Okay, I'm surprised that that's much more than I would have expected, much more than I see in our test environments.
It's possible somebody messed around with this morning and was adding to it. I don't know for sure. It's always a little bit of a guessing game when you look
Yeah, okay.
you're gonna have in there, but this is it would be good to know maybe a little bit more about if there are things that we just need to expound upon here. These are
Yeah, I'm wondering, creating licenses is very time consuming. So I was wondering if there is some public sample data, maybe from Onyx or somewhere else that we could use for this purpose. But we would have to create, of course, the ref data and ref data values that match that those licenses to be able to load them. And
yeah.
there is no Onyx import, as far as I know, because I think Old mentioned this in one of the meetings, that there is little Onyx data available. That's why they decided not to implement a loader for that.
I spent many years in a different system trying to work with Onyx and get it loaded, and it never resulted in anything. I think what might be good for the licenses too is to think about what are the things that you would need to be able to test. Like, do you need to have a fully fledged license, or are you more interested in testing the connection to be able to see the license? Like, what would be helpful there?
Yeah, both. Of course, the things that are displayed within an agreement from a license, for example, but also the different visibilities of the license information of the entries. Linking it, I think, is not really a problem. That's something that seems to work, but the license information that then is displayed in an agreement would be interesting. And I'm not sure if the license information is used somewhere else. Besides, of course, the export, where you can say that something is public and should be displayed to a user in the discovery system. But I'm not sure if anybody has this really working in a environment. It would of course require also a discovery system to check that we don't have for testing. But at least for each different type of data, of reference data, I think we would need one predefined pick list set. And it should be something that is linked to an agreement and is displayed in an agreement so that this can be tested.
And maybe similar, sorry, band.
I can't be more specific. I would have to look into that in more detail.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the terms have different types, and like you can have a text term or a number or, and so on and so forth. So as far as I understood, band is for each of these types, it would be good to have one term to check whether it's working as expected, like pick list, multi-pick list, and so on and so forth. So that's something that would be helpful.
Yeah, and we haven't discussed the dashboard, which also is part of the ERM. So
Before we go to that, maybe the agreements has the supplementary properties, and I think there is one example related to if you look in the settings in the agreement section. Then you have the supplementary properties, and there we have at the moment, I think, just one. So maybe there it would be good to have more than that, maybe of different categories to check the order weight or something like that. Yeah, and then as you say, the dashboard, and we have the EU the JAB as well. So I'm wondering, do we need some
Yeah.
sample data there as well, an aggregator that's created, and maybe some reports that have been made available.
Yeah, because I'm always reluctant to enter my credentials in the snapshot to actually load data. So this is something I wouldn't try in the snapshot system. So it would be great if we had some way to really get some sample data from some source. I
Right.
know that there is a repository in the UK where you can download actually reports that's freely available. Would have to check that. Maybe that would be an option to get real data.
And Jessica says in chat that would be helpful. And maybe it's now time to come back to Felix's question or request. With the new pause, the possibility to pause the sync status of a package. At the moment, you have in Snapshot only packages in the local knowledge base that are paused, sync status paused. And it would be good to have already some with the sync status synced so that you, well, we have some synchronizing here. If you maybe click on one package. Yeah, okay. Agreements, e-resources. But is this synced? It's synchronizing, but it's not done, obviously, because at the moment we have no e-resources in the package. So if you want to do something there, you need to wait for the titles to be loaded. So that would be something important, I think, to have already when you want to test.
Yeah, I think this would be especially helpful if you want to actually test with reports, because you would have to match them, and to create a complete setup with report matching and everything is really a lot of work.
And then you mentioned something banned on dashboard. So have an example dashboard, maybe.
Yeah, I
Or
think that
which?
would be helpful, but I don't think it's too difficult to set up a widget on the dashboard. So if we have enough data that can be used for that, but it's always tricky in a test system to find actually something interesting. And if we know what can be used or what is a good example, we might add one to yeah help testing.
We can at least list it on the wishes list and then see whether that's something that could be done. Because it needs data first and then but if we have good sample data, then it might not be too difficult to have a widget as well for.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we have here some overlap with the with testing, actually automated testing. I'm not sure how this is done for Folio, probably as unit test, but I'm wondering if there are also functional tests because they would require actually such sample data.
Oh, that's something to be checked as well. And yeah, there was the question on when Snapshot is reset, what time and what time zone. I don't know either, but is someone here who knows when Snapshot is reset? I always think overnight, but that's something different for all of us, so it's not very precise.
Yeah, I think snapshot is reset either at midnight or maybe midnight UTC or something like that, and snapshot to 12 hours later.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not really sure, but should be something like that. So
And
it's
Felix.
snapshot is always for us in the night, and yeah, Felix has.
Yeah, Felix has copied the information in chat.
2 o'clock
Okay.
UTC. Okay.
Thank you.
Or, yeah.
Thank you. Another app that just comes to my mind is the ERAM comparisons. I mean, I don't think it would be too difficult to start a comparison. It depends on how long it would load, maybe. But I'm wondering, do we need sample data there too, or can we just then start an ERAM comparison?
I think if we have enough packages in the system, you can simply start one. Or if we have enough agreements that are simple or part of each other or something like that, where you can easily do that. Could be a small package. We don't need a large package actually for doing that.
So it sounds like for dashboards and comparisons, since these are sort of tools that build upon the existing data, if we had the existing data and better availability, that would be okay. But right now, like if you wanted to do any work, you have a lot of pre-steps that really don't necessarily test what you're trying to test to be able to use those.
Yeah, you would have to create agreements, sign agreement lines, wait for the data to synchronize or upload data, and at that point you could do a comparison. Or maybe, yeah, you need even more information if you want to do something useful with the dashboard.
And maybe rather a question for Kristen or the sample data group. Like, who is taking care of the sample data gets into Folio? Is then that a central team that takes care of Snapshot anyway, or is that the individual development teams? Do you know that? Like, who is loading the data into Snapshot?
I think the goal that we have is that it would be an automated script that would load it. And so we would get the updated data and figure out how to sort of get it into the build. And so so that's my understanding, and it's a very non-technical understanding. But that it wouldn't be that we would create a situation where we're relying on individual teams to have to do any work to update Snapshot after we figure out what the data is that we want to have updated.
Thank you.
So probably the best choice would be to have the data in JSON format that can be simply posted to the appropriate endpoints in the appropriate order. Something like that.
We've been Charlotte Witt is on the team, and she and then so like we have more technical people on the team than me. So Charlotte and Yogesh and Lee are all on the team and are kind of, I think, would help us get the data in a format so that it can be part of the build. But I think it would be Jason.
Yeah, so actually we could create some data in a Folio instance and simply export that via the API to create the sample data.
Maybe.
Did we forget anything? Can you think of anything that you would like to see as sample data, or maybe anything that you don't need to see? Sorry, Bernd.
I have a question about the workflow. Would that sample data put into a GitHub repository, or how would that be handled? Because that would, I think it'd be helpful if somebody could then submit, for example, a pull request to add another data set.
I think that's the idea. So I'm going to take your questions and suggestions back to the group. Because I could see, like, let's say if we're talking about these agreements, if we created some agreements and we built them out, like you said, could we export them via the API and then have that be JSON that can be loaded in? And I think the other thing that right now has been true, like with Snapshot, is that the data is kind of static in terms of what's in there. So coming up with a way to keep it fresh would also be good.
Do you mean fresh in the sense of that we have agreements for current years, or?
More like if like we create this new set, it's great for the next year and then it's not that good anymore. Like how are we going to like address new things that come around, or we feel like we need some different resources in there that we're not getting the bang for testing?
Yeah, and I think it would be very helpful if we actually could do that in some Folia instance, and then export that data and simply put it in a pull request somehow, because the community then could actually add test data in a quite simple way. But I think it's difficult actually to extract the correct data that needs to be added. That would be a challenge. If you have already an instance where, for example, the reference values are present, and then somebody adds another pick list, and that would have to be added, not the other one that's already in the data pool.
Yeah, I would have to match the values that are available in Snapshot, or it wouldn't, it wouldn't be able to be loaded.
Okay, we have 4 minutes left. Anything else? And I'm not sure, Kristen, if it's okay if people have something additional and they can then add it to the wiki page, and you we'll see it there, we'll notice it there.
Yeah, I mean, I took some handwritten notes while we were talking. It was too much to.
Yeah, I took some notes as well, and we'll add them to the agenda and the page.
So we can stick them on the wiki, and then I will share all this with the rest of the group. And like I said, I think the timing works out pretty well. We'll have a chance to look at this, and then Owen will be coming later on in May to talk, and he might be able to help us think a little more about how we could get things populated in a way that's most efficient and useful for people to do the testing.
Great. And thank you so much. Thank you all. And have a great rest of your week, and speak to you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.